All right, 10:07, and happy to welcome into our studio Deborah Ide. Yep, pull that down right close to you. There you go. Am I pronouncing your name right?
You are pronouncing my
Good.
Name correctly.
How often
Thank
does that
you.
Happen?
That's, well, not often,
okay,
actually.
Well.
Thanks.
Glad to have you in the studio, and you're here to talk about, first of all, you're with the Creston Neighborhood Association, right?
And that is correct.
You know, I love the Creston Neighborhood Association. They have challenges like any neighborhood does, but they also, Creston has so many cool things happening as well. Great businesses and I think a diverse culture and also, you know, good restaurants and bars, and there's just a lot happening there.
There is a lot happening there, and we're on a steady upward climb. We as the Neighborhood Association really took the bull by the horns about 7 years ago, mm-hmm. and started to focus very specifically on that Creston Corridor, which is now the North Corridor Improvement District.
Mm-hmm.
And we are about to enter our eighth year of the annual Art Battle for Community, one of our really intensely energetic, fun fundraisers.
Uh-huh. So tell me about this. First of all, I mean, I love the name. Tell me how you came up with the name those years ago. What was behind that?
Well, I want to say that name owes, I think, the creativity of Tommy Allen, who was on the board of directors mm-hmm. of the Creston Neighborhood Association at the time. And Tommy and Michael Flagar, an area artist, and both of them in the neighborhood, decided that battling for community to support the Creston economic development piece of our work was just a great way to highlight the number of Creston artists we have.
Mm-hmm.
In the first 3 or 4 years of this event, we had exclusively residents of the Creston neighborhood who are up-and-coming or well-established artists, a great mix of people, battling it out over 2 hours at what was Sazerac's Lounge and now mm-hmm. the Reservoir.
Right, and what a great place that is too. I mean, would you say in a lot of ways it's almost the heart of the community?
It definitely is at what we consider to be that anchor intersection of mm-hmm. Quimby and Plainfield Avenue. And I think that between what's now the Reservoir Lounge and what Brett Allward has done for many years as the owner of that bar and lounge, which is to really support community consistently. And Brett also served a stint on the Creston Neighborhood Association board, and as part of his service to the community, he offers his space up every year for this event.
It's very cool, and by the way, I know they had to change the name or some legal dispute or something,
yes.
But everybody still calls it Sazerac, don't
I know, they?
They
still. I think he's trying to switch it up from the Saz to the Rez.
Uh-huh.
So we're working on that.
Okay. All right. Well, cool. Now, this is great, and Tommy is a mover and shaker, too, so I'm sure, a great thing to have him as part of the genesis of the project here. And now we're up to number 7, the 7th Annual Art Battle. So tell me how this works. Tell me what happens, Deborah.
Sometime during the day on Wednesday, uh-huh. the 11 artists, and this year I'm happy to say that we have, out of the 11 people that are competing, we have 6 returning artists, and if we have time, I'll give you the names
sure.
of the artists.
Yeah.
So we've got 5 newcomers, and at some point during that day, Tommy Allen will give the artists the theme for the year. So, for example, one year it was The Street Where I Live. No one knows what the theme will be.
Mm-hmm.
We do set up as the volunteers and get their painting space ready for them. They come in at 6 o'clock, set up their easels, and paint competitively for about 90 minutes to 2 hours, and at 8 o'clock we call together the auction, and Tommy jumps up on stage and our volunteers help bring that artwork up, and we auction it off, obviously, to the highest bid.
Wow, that's awesome. I love this, and I love that the theme is a secret until they say go.
Absolutely, and that's one of the things that really calls on the creativity of the artists that are involved. They obviously come with some ideas of what they want to be doing,
mm-hmm.
but it's a spectator event. People who come at 6 o'clock that night get to see a blank canvas become an incredible original artwork that often expresses what community is about.
Mm-hmm. How long does it take before, in past years, when they announce the theme, and do they immediately put, you know, a brush or a chalk or whatever the medium they're using to the easel, or do they pause for just a second and reflect? I mean, probably both, right?
I'm going to say both, and it's going to depend a lot on the personal style of the person
mm-hmm.
working.
Mm-hmm. Because if I'm just saying, if it were me, and I'm not artistic in any way, I try, and I am a great. I can stay in the lines when I color with my son, but other than that,
me too.
Yeah, I mean, so I'd be trying to brainstorm, you know, a bunch of ideas for maybe some categories that they could come up with, but you're never going to know for sure. And then when they say it, I think I might have to just, you know, go for a couple minutes mm-hmm. before I go. But I like this idea, you know, because it's creativity in action, and it'll be kind of thrilling for everybody who's there spectating.
It absolutely is. Yeah. And I have to say that I'm recalling the year that Abby Bradley did a visual from her bathroom window. And Abby is one of our returning artists. She comes back pretty much every year, and mm-hmm. she's a resident of the Creston neighborhood. So we're thrilled to have Abby Bradley back with us, Phil Arts. Laura Lee Grace and Phil Carell are new. Salvador Jimenez, also new. Terry Johnston, longtime Creston resident, who kind of mixes it up because he is a photographer first and foremost, but that's not what this event is about. So mm-hmm. it's fun to see what Terry does every year. Eric Picardo from the Dominican Republic, living at one time in the Creston neighborhood. He's also returning. Marco Riolo, Georgia Taylor, back again. And we've got Kim Kirby, who is new to us. Mark Bird is coming in this year, and a pretty well-known resident of the Grand Rapids area, Brenda Beerhorst. Her whole family is known for their artwork mm-hmm. and music. So
yeah,
of the wonderful team, Brenda and Rick. So we're really excited to have this group here this year.
Very cool. And you've got some great sponsors who are supporting as well. And you mentioned, obviously, the Reservoir Lounge, but you've got a host of businesses and people in the community who are giving time. I mean, I got to imagine there's a lot of volunteer hours here, right?
There are a lot of volunteer hours pulling this together. I'm happy to say that when you're going into your seventh year, you finally have worked out some of the kinks.
Mm-hmm.
And people actually love volunteering for this event because we have some runners whose primary job is to just work with the artists, make sure they're comfortable. Do they need a pop? Do they need a beer? What's happening that we can help make their evening more fun and productive?
Okay, very cool. And we raise money by two ways. One, by buying a ticket so you can be a spectator.
Absolutely. And that's a $10 ticket is all it costs just to get in the door.
Yeah, this is great. And then you want people to bring checkbook or whatever and make some bids on the artwork, right?
Absolutely. And one of the things that I think we want to encourage people to do is if you didn't bring your checkbook, we are able to do debit cards those purchases. So that's a really nice feature.
Okay, so bid away. Go high.
Bid away. Go high. Yeah. Go high as you can because it all benefits creating this healthy, economically and racially diverse community, which mm-hmm. is now the Creston neighborhood. And we are all the way from Leonard to 4 Mile, from the river to the city limits. So we've got a lot of territory to work in.
You do. And now in the years since the organization, the association has been formed, since you've had the art battle now for this will be the seventh year, you've made some great strides. You say, you know, you kind of work the kinks out of this event itself, but you're also doing some really good things for the neighborhood, right?
I want to say that one of the most exciting things that we're seeing is that the Creston residents themselves have thrown in on the most recent big profile opportunity, which was the Plainfield Bioretention Island. So mm-hmm. as you come over to the Reservoir Lounge on Wednesday night at 6 o'clock, take a look at those tree-lined boulevards that are sitting right in the smack dab in the middle of the road. That mm-hmm. It's a pilot project of MDOT, and local businesses and even residents of the neighborhood partnered with the city and the state to be able to bring those 7 boulevards into the center of the road. They capture rainwater before it goes out to the wonderful Grand River. So we are greening our neighborhood right in the middle of the commercial district, and that is an exciting new high-profile project for us.
Okay, very, very cool. So things are happening in the Creston neighborhood. Creston Neighborhood Association presents the 7th annual Art Battle for Community on Wednesday evening, 6 o'clock. What time should people show up? Sometime?
I would say, you know, just a little before 6 o'clock, we'll mm-hmm. start taking tickets about 5:30.
Okay.
So get there by 6 if you want to see a blank canvas become a beautiful work of art.
This is going to be great. And, again, bring a debit card, checkbook, or whatever, and just a great attitude and a smile. Tickets only $10 at the door, and then grab some great artwork and watch the competition at the Creston neighborhood. Deborah, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me today.